This is an ABC podcast.
On the first episode of Simply the Jest, Australia's best stories, open wide because the theme is teeth. You're going to hear stories about too many teeth, not enough teeth, and a taxi driver who goes above and beyond after a passenger's big night.
Completely exploded.
What?
Like the serial killer?
Yeah, the serial killer, yeah.
No!
Did you say you died?
Are you back from the dead?
What?
Are you a ghost?
I am back from the dead.
At what point did you realise you were swimming in the pool of one of the most famous musicians of all time?
Like, too late.
Is this a Ratatouille situation?
What?
Wow. Oh, here we go. Hello.
Hello. Simply the Jest. Australia's best stories.
Well, well, well. Hello there. Welcome to Simply the Jest, Australia's best stories. My name's Lewis Hobber.
My name's Michael Hing.
And we are joined, as we will be each week on this podcast, by our friend, the judge, jury and executioner, Jess Perkins. Hello.
Hello. How exciting.
Yeah. So this podcast is part of our radio show, Hobber and Hing. Each week, we ask Australia to send in their best stories on a single topic. And when it started, it was just it was a dream. And it has become both a dream and a nightmare because the stories we get are incredible. So we're so excited to share them with you. And the first episode is an episode on teeth. And it turns out everyone who has teeth has a teeth story.
Well, you in particular, because your mouth is one of the most messed up mouths naturally I've ever come across, Lewis.
Thank you.
You've actually spent, I would say, infinity dollars making your mouth look human.
Worth it. Yeah, I've been more or less in orthodontic care since I was 12. In fact, my jaw is used to teach dental students at the University of Sydney. That's a true story. I had my jaw broken in four places where they basically snapped it off at the bottom and cut the jaw off across the top. They cut my whole bottom and wriggled them around. Oh. So at one point, I assumed there was a surgeon going like, "Mah, mah, mah. What is this?" Flapping my little jaws around.
We can only assume, yes, that happened.
Yeah, and then after I'd done all the surgery and the recovery, the surgeon was like, "Your jaw has been such a success that we would like to use it to teach our students." And I was like, okay, what does that mean? They said, well, we're going to need to use all the before photos all the way through to the after photos. Now, if you like, we can put a little black strip over your eyes so they won't know it's you. I went, are you serious? This is the best exposure I've had all year. Get me out there. This is our key demo.
Can you put my Insta on it as well?
Yeah.
So people can find me.
Like and subscribe.
Do you sometimes walk through the university just hoping to be recognised?
I do. But I put my jaw to the side so they'll recognise me as the before photos. So let's get stuck in. These are the best teeth stories we found in Australia from our Instagram, texted into the radio station. Who's ready to sink our teeth in?
Woo!
Yeah, did you like that?
No.
No, mate, neither. Georgia from Rockingham, what's your teeth story?
Yeah, so I was actually training as a dental student a couple of years ago, and we had a mother and a boy come in. They were quite distressed because they couldn't get his jaw to close all the way properly. And we're all freaking out because we're thinking this guy's really sick, he's got a big infection. But actually, once we looked in his mouth, it wasn't an infection. On one of his back baby molars, he actually had the construction hat of a little Lego man stuck on there instead.
Georgia, I was so ready for that to be something disgusting or just terrible. My whole body was tense. It's just a little Lego hat.
Next, it's Jess from Canberra. What's your tooth story?
I have a weird genetic quirk that runs in my family. So normal people have baby teeth. They lose them once and you get your adult teeth. Oh. I've lost my teeth 3 or 4 times.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Do you mind asking, do you think it stopped now or is this just going to go
on
forever?
I'm very thankful it stopped. I've had x-rays and they've checked there's no spares remaining, so it's all over.
Is that how it works? You just have like 4 rows, like a Pez dispenser up in your mouth?
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. When you say this is genetic, does that mean it runs in your family?
Yeah, so my cousin has it and my nana had it as well. The whole experience gives me recurring nightmares of crumbling teeth in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Now me too. Yeah.
There is the famous nightmare of teeth falling out, but for you, you've had it four times in real life.
Did this send your parents broke regarding the tooth fairy? Do they just have to... they had to just fork out hundreds, thousands of dollars for your genetic abnormality.
Yeah, I think I got stooged.
Lucas from Burswood, what's your tooth story?
I've got two older siblings, and ever since we started losing teeth, our dad would put them in one collective tooth jar, and he kept that in the glove box of the family car.
Very normal, very cool.
What do you mean?
And then, and then the car got broken into one time, and someone took the tooth jar.
What? Someone stole a jar of children's teeth.
Yes.
All right, so
someone out there has my teeth.
The suspect we're after is a warlock, I guess, or maybe some sort of old witch.
But why was your dad driving around with the jar of his kids' teeth? Just take a picture of your kids.
Alicia in Waterloo, what's your teeth story?
So a couple of years ago, I was out having a few beers with some mates and we left the pub. And as we were stumbling down the road, one of my mates sort of started kicking something on the footpath. It was like a pill bottle full of pills. And we just kind of broke into a spontaneous game of like street soccer. One of my mates picked it up and noticed the bottle was wet. So he took it under the streetlight and it was like one of those specimen jars full of human teeth, like in green liquid. And it was all over his hands and it was just really... really quite foul and very...
What did you do with it?
We just, like, threw it on the street and screamed. It was like a whole mouth full of, like, a whole mouth worth full of teeth. It was very, very bizarre.
Hang on. Is there any chance this was the jar of teeth stolen from Lucas's dad's car?
The thought did cross my mind, I'm going to say.
Okay. So many wild stories about teeth in that little break there. That last one, though, street soccer with like a bottle of pills that were actually teeth. do you remember that little thing you'd learn in primary school where, like, they talk about Don Bradman? And it's like, Don Bradman, when he learned to play cricket, it was a cricket stump and a golf ball up against a water tank.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Similarly, do you reckon, like, Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, when they learned to play soccer, it was street soccer with a pill bottle full of teeth? And that's how they got so good. That's how they got their balance, you know, that low center of gravity.
Also, anytime you see a wet bottle on the street, the fact that she described it as wet, don't pick up a wet bottle.
No.
Don't pick up a wet bottle. Also, it's like the fact that it had green ooze in it, it has a sort of like Marvel comic thing where like John picked up a bottle of teeth covered in green liquid. The next day, he had the strongest teeth in the world.
Bitten by radioactive teeth.
Yeah.
Now has all the powers of teeth.
I would argue, though, that ooze, the preferred colour of ooze, would be green.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. If you're getting non-green ooze, you are getting absolutely shafted. Yeah, you're getting it from the wrong store.
Absolute Aldi ooze. This blue Aldi ooze. You know what I mean? This red Aldi ooze. No, you want the good stuff.
Yeah.
You want that green ooze.
There are some great stories coming up. One that I have actually thought about so much, it's actually been one of my favourite Simp of the Jest stories because it is a gold teeth heritage. It's a story that isn't just one person. It's a family that have all experienced this horrible teeth situation. Leo from Ringwood, your tooth story?
I'm a jeweler and I've had people pay for jobs with their gold crowns with the teeth attached.
What? Whoa. They've paid for it. They haven't said use this gold. They've said take this as payment.
I've had both. I've had people say, can you use the gold? And I've had to burn out the tooth in the shop. And then I've had people actually just pay for it because gold's worth money. So, yeah, we just exchange on the spot. My father's a jeweller. He used to he worked out in Uruguay and he used to go to the back door of a funeral home and he used to, like, knock on the door and they used to give him a jar of gold teeth and he'd give him cash and that's how he used to make jewellery. That's where he'd get
materials
from.
Yes, but did he keep it in the glove box?
Wow. I mean, waste not, want not, I guess.
Yeah. The worms don't want them.
Amazing. Thanks, Leo. It's what an incredible tradition that you're carrying on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
not so much in the jewellery, but in the payment by dentistry. Annie from Preston, what's your tooth story?
I used to work in a cafe where we would sell prepackaged sweets, and one day a lady bought a coffee and bought herself a cookie and sat down, came back to the counter after a couple of minutes saying she bit into her cookie and she found a tooth. In her cookie. I know. And we were like, oh my goodness. And we had to ask her, because she was an older woman, is it your tooth? She's like, no, it's not my tooth. And she insisted it wasn't her tooth. And so we freaked out. We called the company. They brought a rep down. They recalled all the products. We were conspiracy theories. Is it an irate, like, tooth manager? cookie conveyor belt person? Like, what happened in that factory? Anyway, a couple of days later, we got a call back from the woman who found the tooth in the cookie. She'd been to the dentist. She was missing a crown. It was her tooth, and could she please have it back?
She had the audacity to ask for the tooth back.
She did. It had been bagged up for evidence and sent to the cookie company. So I don't know what happened.
Bagged up for evidence.
Just choc chip and tooth chip cookies. Ruby from Blackburn, what's your teeth story?
I was on Snapchat one afternoon and I was just going through like you do, and I come across someone's story and they found a pair of false teeth on the bus. And at first I thought like ew and was laughing a lot. And then I just had this gut feeling that I should message my grandma. So I messaged her and I said, hey grandma, like, have you lost your teeth? And she messaged me back saying, hey love, yes, I've lost my teeth. Have you found them? Ended up messaging the guy and finding out which bus it was on and returned my grandma's teeth and saved her $3,000.
Oh. Wow. Oh, my God. I did not expect a story that started with I was scrolling on Snapchat to end so wholesomely.
And finally, Holly from Canberra, what's your tooth story?
Hey, guys. Well, I'm lucky enough to have a denture as a front tooth, so I've had a few stories, but one night in particular, a few too many drinks on the way home from the city in Canberra, pull over on the side of the road to have a little vomit. Finally get home about half an hour later, go to say thank you to the cabbie, and I have a lisp when I'm missing it. And I was like, oh no. I was like, instead of thank you, I had to ask, can you remember where I vomited? Oh. So he turns the cab around, takes me back to the city, and I kid you not, he pretty much pulled up on top of it, washed it off, chugged it back in.
No, you did it.
Put it in.
Of course I did. You don't know how much difference a front tooth makes to your image. It's ridiculous.
What if it's covered in vomit and off the ground? What about then?
Does not matter.
I would say your image was pretty tarnished already.
Absolutely.
Another mammoth week of Simp the Jest. We heard about Lego hats, stuck on teeth, multiple sets of baby teeth, dads who collected jars of teeth. But Perko, as always, there was too much to fit into our little radio segment, so you've delved deeper into the Triple J text line to find some more stories on teeth.
Yeah, because they keep coming. People are, I want to say, triggered by the stories, and they're reminded of their own trauma. And we've got another story from Sarah, who we have on the line. And Sarah found something on the train.
Yeah, I had a bit of a rough morning one morning. I watched a guy who was clearly having a bad morning too jump off the train, and he left a toolbox behind. Being the helpful person that I am, I grabbed it and tried to run after him, but couldn't keep up. But I couldn't help but notice it didn't feel like tools inside it. It was a bit more rattly than that. And I thought, you know, maybe the insides would have a way to contact him. So I popped it open and had a look. Full of teeth.
Full of teeth.
Can't begin to tell you how brimming it was with teeth. Like, I'm not talking a few scattered. It was overflowing. I was worried I was going to drop teeth everywhere. So I immediately closed it shut, because the only thing worse than holding a toolbox full of teeth is someone seeing you holding a toolbox full of teeth. So I took it to the station staff and said, you know, someone left this here. By the way, it's not full of tools. It's full of teeth. Oh. And they said, I'm sorry, what now? And I said, yeah, it's full of teeth.
I mean, I know you only had a quick glance at these teeth, Sarah, but were you able to glean whether or not they were human or animal teeth? Did they look pretty human?
Absolutely human. Definitely human teeth. Some of them still had the root to them. Oh. Some of them had what looked to be dental appendages. They were color-coded.
What's a dental appendage?
Like something to plug it into what I assume would be dentures.
Oh.
They were color-coded.
Okay, I think I know what's happened here, Sarah. I think you were on the train with the Tooth Fairy. I think that is clearly yeah. what's happened.
Sarah, thank you so much for your story. I hope you recovered, and I hope the police found that man.
Yeah, I'm just going to go back to repressing this now. Thanks, guys.
Smart. Bye. Perko, does this change your ruling? What are you going to rule as Simply the Jest in Teeth this week?
It was a huge week of stories this time, but I think... And it's so hard to narrow it down because there was no duds. Sometimes when we do this segment, there's a story where you go, that's pretty good, but it's the clear loser.
Thanks for making up the numbers, but it's a no from me.
Thanks for joining us, but no thank you. But this week was just killer after killer. But I think you just can't quite go past vomiting out a tooth, then finding it, again, on the side of the street, giving it a rinse and popping it back in.
Mm.
I can't go past that story from Holly. It has stayed with me and I'm still laughing about it.
So you're saying that Holly is simply the jest?
I'm doing it.
I think that it really set the tone for the kinds of stories that appeal to you specifically. I think people who stick around to listen to more of this podcast will see a pattern emerge. You know, like, it doesn't necessarily need to be an intergenerational epic. It can just be about vomiting and shitting.
Yeah. Or pissing. Don't forget pissing.
Never forget pissing.
Thank you so much for listening to the very first podcast episode of Simply the Jest. It's been a joy. Like and subscribe us, please. That would be lovely. Mm. That would make you simply the best podcast listener. 5 stars from me if I could rate you as a listener. Straight away, 5 stars, I'd write a comment. What a great listener. We'll be back for more of this listener. And you can also follow us at our Instagram. It's at NotHobberAndHingOfficial. It is a confusing title that we keep meaning to change and forgetting.
If that's too confusing for us, you can find... If that's too confusing for you, you can find our individual Instagrams at LewisHobber, at Hingers, and also at Jess Perkins. And Perko, you are so close to 10,000 followers now.
I would assume by the time people are listening, I've well surpassed it.
Well, okay.
I'm at 20,000 by now.
And she's gone mad with power. So, thanks, Perko. Thanks, Hingers.
See you, mate.
Thanks.